Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The NFL Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is the peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Cut. Head over to cut.com. That's K-U-T-T.com. And use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. And don't forget to enter our Super Bowl 58 props contest. Pick 58 Super Bowl props for a chance to win $1,000. Enter today for free at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/SB58 or use the SGPN app.
I'm just about that action, boss.
We're back with another edition of the NFL Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. No me, no voice, no guy. It's me, Really Ro, Villain Ro, it's Rob from Virginia, here at your service. Whoa, is that playing? Well, why couldn't I hear the drop? I hope everybody else heard it.
I heard it.
There. Oh, yeah. You heard it. Okay, so all right, they were good. All right, cool. Well, you guys heard my co-host Scott Studio Rush Show. Scott, what's going on?
Ed, Scotty, beam me up.
Surprise.
I guess I don't hear it. I don't know when it's happening.
I guess that's why you started the show by saying, I guess the NFL doesn't have any music. I played the music for the last like 30 seconds, so I don't know what you were talking about when you did the
opening there. Really?
Yeah, I was playing the music the entire time.
Oh, crap. Well, I'm sorry.
That makes more sense. Okay. That's continuity. Okay. So that makes sense. But no, I'm good. Looking forward to the Super Bowl. I still don't know how I feel about the week off in between. Because I feel like it kind of kills the momentum of the season, but I get it. You want to build it up for another week or so. It's in Vegas. Should be fun. But looking forward to the game. Should be a good one.
Yeah. Wow. Everybody hears it with me. Sorry. It's crazy. I'm looking forward to it as well. And Patrick Mahomes is going to cement himself as one of the best quarterbacks in the league. The greatest quarterbacks in the league. And it's because... I mean, he's Patrick freaking Mahomes. So let's talk about it. The Chiefs are back in familiar territory, back in the Super Bowl. 49ers haven't been back since they played the Chiefs and lost. And Jimmy Garoppolo missed a wide open. Was it Debo? Wide open Debo?
I thought it was Emmanuel Sanders.
It might have been Emmanuel Sanders. But either way, receiver's wide open. Jimmy Garoppolo missed him. Now, we have on a roster that had Trey Lance, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Brock Purdy. Kyle Shanahan said, I think that our third-string quarterback is the guy. Oh, boy. It was tough sledding in the quarterback room that year that we think Mr. Irrelevant, our third-string quarterback, is going to be the guy that makes us win football games. And the fact that he was able to admit that to the GM, and the GM came out and said that is insane.
You mean after they traded up for Trey Lance?
Definitely. Especially because now it's like, oh, wow, I just put all my chips in on this guy. You're telling me the last pick of the draft is better than him? All right. The 49ers are laying two. 47.5 is total. Line's been kind of fluctuating in terms of the side. I don't think I've seen any movement on the total at all. A lot of people are betting KC. And I understand it because they are all understanding the greatness of Patrick Mahomes and we're not fading him in a Super Bowl. It doesn't make me feel good for the Kansas City Chiefs' sake that everybody and their mom is on Kansas City, but it's about 70% of money is coming down on Kansas City. So if Patrick Mahomes is as good as I believe he is, the books are going to take a beating. Scott, what side are you on?
Chiefs. I've just pretty straightforward. I've been more impressed by the Chiefs this playoff run than I have the Niners. I want to ask you, though, out of the eight quarters the Niners have played in the playoffs against the Packers and the Lions combined, how many of those quarters were you actually impressed by the team? Two? They probably should have lost both games.
Yeah.
But the third.
So maybe three quarters. Maybe three quarters.
Maybe three, but like the third and fourth quarter against the Lions, maybe the fourth quarter against the Packers.
Yeah.
But like they probably should have lost both games. And they were touchdown plus favorites in both games. So they won two games they were supposed to win. They didn't look good in the process, but they're here. Did they look good defensively? Not even a little bit. Did they look good offensively? Yeah. In the second half of games they did. But it just felt like the Niners were doing enough to hang around and the other team self-destructed. The Packers had a QB sneak that failed and they missed a field goal. The Lions had whatever the hell that was in the last 7 minutes of the third quarter. I still don't know what that collapse was. But the Niners have not been that impressive. Just simply put, I think that they've looked very vulnerable. I think they've looked quite underwhelming, to be honest. And they've found ways to get it done. But the Chiefs ended up beating some of the best teams that the AFC had to offer. And they were leading for a decent portion of those games. And the offense didn't do much in the second half of those games against Miami, against Buffalo, and against Baltimore. But defensively, they shut down three of the best offenses in the league. And I know that the weather was a big reason for that against Miami, but Allen did nothing in the fourth quarter. At least offensively, the team did nothing in the fourth quarter. Baltimore was, I don't know what the game plan was or whatever that was, but the point is that the Chiefs' defense looked great. Has the Niners' defense looked good? No. Jordan Love moved the ball pretty well. Goff looked really good for three quarters. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I think they've looked like the better team, and I think the wrong team is favored. So I'll take the Chiefs.
Chiefs went through a gauntlet, man.
Yeah, and they were winning in the second half of most of those games.
And so that's where the betting card starts for me in the Super Bowl. It starts with Kansas City first half. Because San Francisco has struggled to get anything going at any of these points in the playoffs early in the game. We had the Packers where we thought the Packers were going to win and move on and knock them off and knock off a 2 seed and a 1 seed in the same season. Then we go back and we had the Lions and we thought the Lions were getting it done. It was 24-7. They have not been able to get it done early in the game. And now you're telling me on the biggest game in the biggest stage in Las Vegas of all places that you're going to just, like, this is foreign to them. Did they go to Vegas this year? Did they play the Raiders this year in Vegas?
They played the Raiders, but I'm trying to remember if that was a home game or not. I don't remember. I think that was in San Francisco, I think.
Yeah, like, feel like at this stage, on this stage, Vegas, they did what?
Last year they played in Vegas. This year they did not play the Raiders. This year they played in preseason.
It was last year. Preseason, whatever. And they got smacked in preseason coming to Vegas. So, but it's really, that's what it is for me. It's like, how do I just expect that you're going to now become this great starting team in the Super Bowl in the biggest stage? No, I don't. They haven't been starting great all playoffs. I'm going to say that they're not going to start off great as well. So my day starts with taking Kansas City early in the game. And maybe the sharp side wins, or maybe the public does lose, and the 49ers have yet another fourth quarter comeback in these playoffs. Then at least I got my first half bet. So it starts for me with Kansas City first half. I think Kansas City is going to get it done because I'm not going to fade Patrick Mahomes. Like, I think at this point you're crazy to fade Patrick Mahomes. So even though it's a public side and the public is on, and the public was on Brady at one point because he kept getting it done, Patrick Mahomes is walking into that same echelon of greatness. So I'm back in Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes in this group. He goes and gets another Super Bowl. The defense has been really good. Defense has been one of the best defenses in football. Nobody's talking about it.
Defense has been really good. I do also want to throw out something for you. You have Shanahan in a big game. And I want to at least talk about it because I feel like we have not seen Shanahan actually get his team up for many big games before. Yes, I know he's made the Super Bowl a couple of times. But you look at the game, for example, against the Lions. They no-showed the entire first half. They came back and they won. Again, they probably should have lost. You're looking at the Super Bowl that they had against the Chiefs. His teams fell apart in the fourth quarter. You look at even when he was offensive coordinator with the Falcons. Team fell apart in the fourth quarter. You look at the... I'm trying to find the... You know what year they ended up losing to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl? That was... What year was that? I'm trying to find it. I can't find this damn thing. I found it. Yeah, they buried Green Bay in the NFC title game because Mostert had that insane 200-plus yard rushing game. But for the most part, how many times do you actually want to put faith in Shanahan in big games? Reed's won a lot of big games with Mahomes, and Shanahan hasn't won many of these games, or at least gotten his team up for these moments. And I think that it's a problem. And when you're constantly going to struggle early in games, you're going to fall behind early and try to find a way to come back, I'm not going to put faith in you against the best quarterback I've ever seen. That's just not a good recipe for success. Give me Andy Reid. Give me the experience. Give me Mahomes. I think they'll find a way. I don't think it's going to be easy. I think it's going to be a close game, one possession game late. If Purdy beats me, Purdy beats me. But I'm not backing Shanahan in a big game against Andy Reid. I'm not going to do that.
All right.
I gotta mention it. I feel like not many people talk about Shanahan once again. Is what is he now? 1-36 when his team trails by 7+ points in the fourth quarter. 1-35, 1-36. The Lions game doesn't even count because they tied in the third quarter. So if Shanahan historically is that bad at coming from behind, and the Chiefs are going to be leading, then I'm not going to take Shanahan. Like, I'm going to take Reed.
Yeah. They've been better coming from behind recently, but like I just don't think that's the side that I want to back, man. I really don't think that's
the side. It takes two to tango. Like, it was a good comeback, but I also can't help but acknowledge that the Packers and the Lions just couldn't help fumbling the game away. Both teams should have beaten the Niners, and they fell apart in their own right down the stretch. Not taking anything away from Shanahan because he got his team ready to go in the second half. I'm just pointing it out there that the Niners probably should have lost to the Packers. I probably should have lost to the Lions, so I'm not going to pick you to beat Patrick Mahomes. That's just not going to happen.
I'm in agreement. So, total's at 47.5. We're going to talk about that in just a second, but before I do that, I got to talk to you about DraftKings because they are the official sports book of Super Bowl 58. Official sports book. That means that they're going to have all the props going. They have a whole bunch of fun props going. They have Gatorade. You can bet the winning team Gatorade on DraftKings. What are the odds? What are the updated odds on winning team Gatorade on DraftKings? We're going to go check that out right now. So, boom, boom, boom. DraftKings is going to open up into my very, very user-friendly app here. And Super Bowl specials. Let's see here. Wait, no. Records. Is that it? No, it's not under specials. Where is it at? Or is it under novelty props? Scorigami. You can bet a Scorigami. 20-1. Scorigami. Jersey numbers. Jersey number of the first touchdown scorer. Might need to go under 22.5 there. Dang, where's the Gatorade? Or is it because in my state we don't have Gatorade? Virginia sucks.
My Gatorade choice is orange this year. That's my
Is it orange? Choice.
That's my guess.
Oh, now they have the cross-sport specials. Here we go. So you got cross-sport specials going over on DraftKings with golf. What's the tournament that's coming up? Phoenix Open. Phoenix Open.
Is that the Waste Management?
Yeah, the Waste Management. Mm-hmm. That's the one where everybody gets drunk, right? Crazy freaking drunk. Mm-hmm. Oh, Hey, yeah, I remember seeing that on one of them golf. What was that golf show on Netflix? It was really good.
Well, it's only for one hole. That's one hole where everybody makes as much noise as possible. That's not the entire event. There's one designated hole where the whole crowd goes crazy.
Which hole is that? I need to figure out which hole that is so we can fade their score during that hole. Or do people play that hole better because it's like a crazy atmosphere? Interesting. I'm going to have to look into the waste management and some of these cross-sport props. All right. Enough of that. Just know it's over. It's available for you at DraftKings. You have DraftKings specials. You can bet the Gatorade. You can bet all of this stuff. You can bet
the Super Bowl MVP awards. It's the 16th hole at the waste management.
The 16th hole.
That's the 16th.
Why is it that one? I wonder why.
It's a par three. It's a par three, so people hope for the hole in one, and they just lose their
mind. Oh, if you hit a hole in one in that atmosphere, that's okay. All right. I'm kind of sold. All right. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app or use code SGP. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58 with code SGP. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gambling resources. All right, Scott. First touchdown. Did we hit one last week?
Well, we didn't talk about the total, by the way. We're going to talk about the 47.5.
Oh, yeah. Total. Go back. Total. 47.
I like the under.
I love the under.
I feel like people were trying to make a case for the over. Like, oh, yeah, Mahomes, and you have all these weapons. The Chiefs can't score in the second half. We've seen it the entire season.
The 49ers can't score in the first half. They can't. Nobody can score.
So I think it's gonna result in an under. But even when the Chiefs do score, they drain so much damn clock when they score. And the Niners do the same thing. The Niners can create more big plays than the Chiefs can. But if I'm picking the Chiefs to win, it's because I'm expecting them to have ball control offense. They're gonna have the ball for 7 minutes a drive. Reed's gonna kick one red zone field goal. It's gonna happen. They're gonna kick one field goal on like fourth and goal. But I am gonna go with the under. I think the Chiefs win this game 20. I'm trying to think of the score, 24-20, something like that. But 47.5, I really like the under. I can't take the over with the Chiefs. They will sit on the ball with the lead in the second half every single game.
They don't need to score. They don't need to score because the defense is so good that they just play with the lead. They play with the lead, drain a bunch of clock, play with the lead, drain a bunch of clock. And the defense constantly makes plays. You saw it in Baltimore. You saw it with Miami. You saw it with Buffalo. The defense constantly makes plays when they play with the lead. I don't think that this is even close. I think that this is like 21-17, 21-14. I think it's going to be very boring. I think people are going to be upset that they're not seeing the big splash plays and the fun and all of these fun things, but it's going to be defense. It's all about defense in this one. Under 47.5. That's one of my best bets for this game.
I agree. I think that's one of the takes that we're going to agree on, which a lot of people are going to be upset about, but I'm just going to say it. The game's going to be competitive. I think this game might suck.
Yeah, I don't think the average viewer is not going to be impressed. I don't think so.
I think a lot of people are expecting fireworks, and I just don't see that.
You're going to see a lot of punts. Matter of fact,
the Chiefs are not that team anymore, and they're still here. They're going to stick with what works. Play good defense, try to drain clock, have a couple of drives early, maybe a live under if you expect the Chiefs to score on the scripted plays. Mm-hmm. But I think this game might be terrible. If you like points, this really might not be the game for you, but it's going to be competitive. The way I look at it. Having said that, if the Niners got routed, it wouldn't shock me either. Because if they just
the defense really hasn't been that good.
Yeah, if they just no-show the first half again, and then the Chiefs are not willing to hand the game over to them on a platter, they could win this game by double digits, but I see this game being ugly for the most part.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be good. You know, I really don't. I think it's going to be good because Patrick Mahomes is going to get another ring. So, I mean, I'll say that, but all right. Yeah, I got props. I got props. I got everything. Let's go ahead. And before we do that, though, we're going to talk about first touchdown. Scott, it's going to be a tough first touchdown card. Interested to see where you're going for Super Bowl 58. We didn't get the chance to do this last year. We weren't on this episode. Scott, how are you breaking down first touchdown in the Super Bowl?
Well, the issue is that they absolutely nuked all the odds for the main guys here. You have McCaffrey at about 380. You have Pacheco at 7-1. Kelsey at 750. So the main guys, we typically try to go for plus 1,000, plus 900 or higher. That's kind of how we try to go about it. So it kind of eliminated some of our choices here. I ended up going with two Chiefs and two Niners. So I do think looking at the spot here, I'm going to go with Debo first at 9-1. I like the pivot. I think most people are going to be on Kelce and Pacheco and definitely McCaffrey. But I do think Debo, who's healthy, looked healthy last week, is in line for a pretty good showing here. If you think Snead is going to be on the outside and they're going to put him on Ayuk, then that's going to allow Debo to alternate throughout the actual formation. He might be in the slot. A couple ways to line up. Maybe he gets a carry in this game. So I'm going to go with Debo as my first choice at 9-1. I have Rashee Rice at 10-1. I keep going back to him. He's the Chiefs' number one receiver, despite what Kadarius Toney might think in his own head. I think you're looking at Rice being a good option. Once again, a nice pivot spot from Kelce. I think the main defensive game plan for the Niners pass defense will be to shut down Kelce, force the other guys to beat them, and Rice is the second option there. So give me Rice at 10-1 as my first Chiefs player. I have the Chiefs defense and special teams at 35-1. Purdy might do something stupid. I'm just going to throw it out there. We saw the really bad interception against the Lions in the NFC title game. I think the Chiefs pass rush can be nasty, and I do think that you might end up seeing Purdy in his first Super Bowl. Maybe he's nervous. We'll see what happens. Last year, Kadarius Toney almost had a punt return touchdown. Maybe we'll see a special teams play. But I do think the Chiefs defense and special teams at 35-1 is tempting. And I have a super long shot as my last choice. Give me Elijah Mitchell at 7,500, which I find an insane price. 7,500, I got to take you to touchdown in the NFC title game. He might only come in if McCaffrey is exhausted, if McCaffrey breaks one, gets tackled at the 3-yard line, and they bring him in. But Mitchell had a touchdown last week, 75-1 for a guy who might come in either if McCaffrey gets banged up or tired. It's a good deal to me. 75-1 is a great price. Give me Mitchell at 75-1.
You know, it was a lot of ways I felt like I could have went with this. And ultimately, I felt like it was time to go back to the roots and keep it simple. And so, because I want value. And if there's a value play to be had, I want to try to be on it. Here are the things that make sense. I think both defenses make sense. I think that it's going to be ugly. And I think that anything could happen, whether it's a Brock Purdy scoop and score, whether it's a pick six by Mahomes. And trust me, I know he can throw some picks. Like, we can get anything like that. Maybe we even get it on special teams. Maybe we get it through all the million punts that I think is going to happen during the game. We'll talk about that later. We could get more opportunity there. So you know what? Chiefs, Niners, both defenses, Chiefs 35-1, Niners 30-1. And then I went with both quarterbacks.
Okay.
Because I wanted to fade McCaffrey anyway of any other ball carrier being able to take it across the goal line other than McCaffrey. And, I mean, what a way to kick off Super Bowl and saying that, hey, we're going to trust Brock Purdy, put his hands, get us in the end zone, young man. And then Patrick Mahomes, he's done it before. He's had first touchdown in the Super Bowl before. We know how he gets down. Both defenses think they're going to give each other trouble. It could be a scramble. Like, it doesn't even have to be on the goal line. This could be a 6, 7, 8 yard scramble into the end zone. I'm rolling with Patrick Mahomes and Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy at 28-1, Patrick Mahomes at 25-1.
I thought about taking Purdy. I was not going to take Mahomes because I believe he has no rushing touchdowns the entire season. So I just got tired of chasing that. But I can understand the argument. Purdy, I get. I once again, he's kind of a runner up there, but then I saw the Mitchell price at 75-1. I kind of had to take it. But Purdy was going to be my other option because he was mobile against the Lions, did a couple of big scrambles.
All right. Let's see here. Super Bowl 58 props contest, $1,000 prize for winner take all. All you have to do is pick 58 Super Bowl props. Enter today for your chance to win $1,000. Enter for free. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/SB58. That's SportsGamblingPodcast.com/SB58. And we're also brought to you by Cut, the peer-to-peer social betting platform, U.S.-based, available in 40-plus states. You can bet directly against your friends. Social betting is new. You can do it on sports, politics, pop culture, any event with a verifiable outcome. You can help make those props on Cut a whole bunch of time. Of fun of social features, lower VIG, and fully customizable odds. Create your own bets, do all of that, and Cut also handles the payments so you don't have to chase people down. Cut also allows you to list almost any kind of bet and is perfect for getting into those Super Bowl prop bets. So make sure you use Cut. Head over to cut.com. That's K-U-T-T.com. Use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Game Time. Buy your favorite tickets without the stress. It's super easy, guys. I'm like, it's really, really easy. It's an easy app to navigate. You don't have to worry about it. And the tickets are cheap. You can get into an NBA game for pennies on the dollar. All you have to do is use Cut. Use Cut. Now, I'm not Cut. Use Game Time. Now, I'm not saying that I can get you in the Super Bowl. I don't think we can do all that. But, you know, if you got your local arena football team and you got an event going on, go ahead and check out Game Time. They have a bunch of stuff like that in there. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Again, create an account, redeem code CFBX for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Let's get into props, Scott. What do you like first?
All right. So I have one defensive prop, and then I have two 49er players, coincidentally. So my first play is going to be a Chiefs defensive player. I took Nick Bolton under 5.5 solo tackles at minus 130. You're looking at the last couple games for Bolton, and 5.5 solo tackles is too high. He's had less than 6 solo tackles in 10 of 11 games this season, and he's also had less than 6 solo tackles in all 3 playoff games. The Chiefs do a very good job of sending multiple guys to the ball carrier, so there's a lot of assists involved. But Bolton hasn't gotten the solo tackles. And if I am picking the Chiefs to win this game, that does involve the Chiefs offense being on the field and draining a ton of clock in this game. So I think that you're going to see Bolton on the bench more than you're anticipating. So I am going to go with Bolton under 5.5 solo tackles at minus 130 as my first prop.
You went decent defensive prop. I'll give you a special teams prop.
Butker.
It's kind of a player prop, kind of not. No. I don't care. It's still a prop. Total punts. Over 7.5, plus 110.
I guess you were going to do Butker field goals. That's where I thought your mind was going.
No. And you know what? I thought about the field goal props, but man, if I don't think that it's going to be a lot of three and outs, ugly drives, you look at what the Chiefs did last game. They had 6 punts against that Ravens team that by themselves last game. 6 punts by themselves. The Ravens had 5. So you're sitting there, you're already looking at 11 that game. You go over into the Bills game, and Chiefs came out of that game with only 1 punt in that game. They really moved the ball better against the Bills. Bills came out of that game with 2 punts, so it was a little bit uglier there. And then you have the infamous snow game in the playoffs where the Dolphins punted the ball 4 times that day, and then you go back over to the Chiefs, who ended up punting 3, so that hit 7 on the mark. I think this game is going to forecast closer to that Dolphins game, to that Chiefs and Ravens game, than the Bills game. And the fact that I think that both of these defenses' pass rush is going to be very good. We know we've questioned the Chiefs' offensive line at times. I think that if there is somewhere where the San Francisco defense needs to attack them, it needs to be on the offensive line, getting to Patrick Mahomes, forcing him out to make plays, forcing him to throw the ball before he wants to put in bad spots. And I think the same thing on the other side of the ball. If they can get pressure on Purdy, if they can sit there and make Purdy a passer and make him have to play against that Chiefs secondary, it's going to be a lot of dead drives here. So 7.5 at plus 110, I think the plus money is really the value here. And Yeah, I'm back in field goals. I think that this is an under game. I don't think that this is going to be along with the long methodical drives where it's going to be a whole bunch of field goals in the game. I think, no, they're going to get end up on the wrong side of the 50 and end up punting a lot more than people think. So total punts over.
All right. My next one's going to be on Debo Samuel. I'm going to take him under 16.5 rushing yards at even money. I don't know why this line is so high. I guess the argument is based on name recognition and how it's a big game, so maybe they'll get extra carries for him. He really hasn't done anything on the ground for the last couple of months. He's had less than 12 rushing yards in 6 of the last 7 games he's played in, and he's had less than 4 carries in each of his last 8 games. They don't give him the ball out of the backfield as much as you might think, because McCaffrey has been so good, why would you even bother? So if the question is if Debo's going to get... I guess the question I'm asking you is, how many carries does Debo actually need to get in order to go over 16.5? 5? 6? Unless he breaks one, obviously, but still. I just don't see that amount of workload for him. I think Debo's going to be in the slot. I think he's going to be able to be a threat in the passing game. But on the ground, he hasn't done anything for 2 months. I don't know why this line's at 16.5. I mentioned before the Chiefs' offense might be on the field a lot in this game. Draining clock, which might result in less snaps for Debo to be in the field. We think the Niners might be trailing early in this game. Maybe they abandon the run entirely. Who knows? But 16.5 at even money for a guy that's gone under 12 in 6 of 7, I just think it's an insane line. Give me Debo under 12.5 rushing yards, 16.5 rushing yards at even money.
All right. I like that. Actually,
it's very obscure, but the carries haven't been there. Under 4 carries in 8 straight games. He's not getting the workload.
All right, a little juice here, but I'm willing to pay it because this has been such a good bet. Fading Brock Purdy on his passing attempts under 31.5. How many times do you think he's been over this impossible 18 games this season?
What's the number?
31.5.
You said 18 games?
Yep.
I'm going to say...
Is it 18 games? Yeah, I think it's 18 games. Yeah,
I don't know, I don't know how many games he's missed.
He only missed two?
He didn't play week 18.
Yeah, it's 18. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Yeah,
18. Okay. I'm going to say that he has gone under this number in 16 of 18.
15.
15, okay. Close enough.
Yep, so he went three times. Three times, that's it. Three times he's went over that number. Once against the Giants, of course. Once against Baltimore. And then that game in the playoffs against Green Bay. He didn't even get over it last game in the comeback against Detroit. He finished at 31. I mean, the pass attempts are just not there for him. Like, that's just not what they have. And why would you go to the pinnacle game, the biggest game, and then immediately switch up everything that's gotten you to this point by force feeding him passing attempts?
Well, Harbaugh tried that in the AFC title game, so who knows?
And you know what? Maybe that's just what coaches do, and maybe I'm tripping, but 15 out of 18 this season, I'm rolling with it. Even Brock Purdy under 31.5 passing attempts -140.
Yeah, my last play is going to be on a fullback. We got a fullback prop. Give me Juszczyk over 3.5 receiving yards at -130. He's had at least 5 receiving yards in 4 of the last 6 games. He's been targeted at least 2 times in 4 of the last 6 games. And randomly, he's been really good in his career against Kansas City. He's played 4 games against the Chiefs, even when he was with the Ravens a long time ago. He's had at least 26 receiving yards in each of the 4 games. His line's at 3.5. I'm not saying he's going to be able to go over by a lot. One catch probably gets you there, but he's on the field all the time. Either a play action play, little check down, couple ways to get there. 3.5, though, that line feels too low to me. Give me Juszczyk over.
Sounds like I was really looking at him for first touchdown, man. I really was.
I thought about it.
I was really almost there on first touchdown. Now you kind of make me want to play. He's going to get one play. Why would it not be at the goal line?
I mean, the way that I look at it for this prop is that the 3.5 is currently available at -130. Him to get one catch is like -150. If he gets a catch, it's going for at least 4 yards. So I'm basically just saving 20 cents.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my premise to that.
All right. Isaiah Pacheco over 16 and a half rushing attempts.
It's cashed in basically every game for the last 2 months.
Why differentiate now? Why? Why stop what's working for you now? Especially when I think that the Chiefs are going to get out early in the game. And so I'm sitting here like, oh man, well, who do I think is going to get all the rushing attempts when they're up early and trying to maintain a lead because they're playing in the Super Bowl? And this is how they've literally played every game, by not being aggressive in the second half and playing conservative and just riding out with the defense. They're going to run the ball with Isaiah Pacheco. I mean, you got to continue to feed him. Why? Why would coaches come to the biggest game and stop what was working for them all season to get them there? I would never understand. We have to play Isaiah Pacheco over 16 and a half rushing attempts.
Yeah, I'm with that play too. I didn't give it out, but I definitely like it.
Yeah. All right. Man, if they would just piss me off. It would piss me off, I'm telling you. All right. Before we get to DFS, gotta talk to you about Prize Picks. Make sure that you are tapping in, because they have some of the pick combos that you can definitely use for the Super Bowl, where they got Super Bowl props with NBA props that you can put together, and you can pick more or less on there. Like, you can do that. You can pick alongside comedians, rappers, and community plays section. You got all of that. The 25X, you got the injury insurance as well. Hey, maybe somebody does have a bad Super Bowl. If they get hurt in the first half and don't come back in the second, that player's rebooted. You don't have to worry about your contest being ruined. Like, you're going to get a reboot on that player. So Prize Picks is the only place that's doing that. Make sure you tap into Prize Picks. Use prizepicks.com/SGPN. That's prizepicks.com/SGPN. Code SGPN for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/SGPN. Code SGPN. And we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research everything in NFL, NBA, and soccer, historical stats and data. Revolutionary parlay optimizer tool, broken down everything by hit rate, it gives you expected probability, all of that. Stop betting in the dark. Join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month. And start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
DFS, Scott, you're on one site. I'm using DraftKings. What's your DFS lineup for today? It's the big game.
It is the big game. I am going to go with something that I'm sure most people won't have. And it might shock you. I have no quarterbacks in my lineup. I have no quarterbacks. So I decided to be extra different in this spot.
It's crazy. We're twinning today. We're both wearing black. We both don't have quarterbacks in our lineup. Like,
we're not messing around. We want that Millie. But for this matchup, a lot of people like McCaffrey. He's not in my captain spot. I got his opponent. I got Pacheco in the captain spot. I think it makes a lot of sense. The Chiefs have been very reliant on him, either through carries or just success in general. I see a similar story. The Niners' defense kind of sucked against the run early in that game against Detroit. They ran all over him early in that one. I think Pacheco's in line for what can be 20 carries, maybe 80, 90 yards, and potentially two touchdowns. It wouldn't shock me. But I do think that if I'm expecting an ugly game where the Chiefs are leading, they're going to try to drain clock, stick with the formula, and that involves Pacheco getting a lot of work. So getting Pacheco as my MVP or captain at around 12,500. I have Debo at 11,500 in the flex. I think Debo's in line for a big game. I'm kind of fading Ayuk in this spot because I think Sneed's going to be on him. And I do think that they're going to sacrifice Ayuk for Debo being in the slot and wrecking and just having an absolute field day against this defense. So I like Debo in the flex spot. I did have McCaffrey. I couldn't ignore him, but I didn't want to put him in my captain spot. That's kind of my pivot there. But I do think he'll probably score in this game. So I am going to lean to McCaffrey in the flex spot as well. I have Butker, the Chiefs kicker. I think Reed's going to settle for a couple field goals because he's Reed and he takes the points every time. And I do have Chiefs defense. I think Purdy might do something stupid. We saw in that Super Bowl last year, despite how high scoring it was, there was a defensive touchdown for the Chiefs in that game. Maybe something weird happens. Who knows? But give me the Chiefs defense in that one. So once again, my picks, my captain is Pacheco. Then my flexes are Debo, McCaffrey, Chiefs defense, and Harrison Butker.
We had some similarities. Some differences.
Who's in your captain?
Chiefs defense.
Okay.
I'm banking on a score here. I'm really banking on a Chiefs defensive score here. Because if that happens and the game goes how I think, and, you know, sacks, turnovers, Chiefs defense is going to thrive. That's all of that. I also played 49ers. And then I played both running backs for much of the same things that you said. And that I think that is going to be an on-the-ground game, a little bit more of an uglier game. They're going to get a bunch of rushing attempts, a lot more opportunity. And honestly, truly, like, regardless of what I said, first touchdown, I ultimately think these two are going to get in the end zone at some point. Mm-hmm. And so, McCaffrey, Pacheco, I did go with Kittle.
Okay.
It just felt like something safe for Brock Purdy in the Super Bowl, like trying to get him going, trying to get him comfortable in the pocket, and just giving Kittle a bunch of PPR receptions and just dump offs and just getting him feel really, really good about playing in the game. So I went with George Kittle as a passing option for the 49ers. And then I really didn't get away from Rashee Rice. Like, outside of Kelsey, Rashee Rice has been very, very constant, but very, very constant and steady for Patrick Mahomes. So I don't have Mahomes or Kelsey in this lineup. It's pretty crazy.
You have to pivot somewhere. Everyone's going to have those guys.
Yeah. So it's already different in that factor right there. So Chiefs defense in the captain slot, 49ers defense, Kittle, McCaffrey, Pacheco, and Rice. All right, that's locked in. Lock, anytime touchdown, prospects. All right.
You go first.
What are we doing here? We're going with the under 47.5 because I don't see a path for the over.
That's what I was going to take.
I don't see a path for the over. So I'm all over the under 47.5 here. I really don't. I think both of these two defenses are live. And, you know, the Chiefs defense wasn't getting as much credit towards the beginning of the year. But now it's at the end of the year, and you see how good they really are, what they just did to Baltimore last weekend. Like, I mean, yeah, weather may have played a factor a little bit, but ultimately I think that this defense is really, really good, and they're really, really locked in right now. So I think both of these two defenses are really going to hold both teams to an ugly, ugly game. Under 47.5 has got to be my best bet for this one. For my touchdown score, I should just keep the defense theme going. Where are you at, Kansas City?
You should have went first.
Kansas City defense and special team is 6-1. I'm playing it. Biggest game. Let's roll it back. And now it's over to you.
Oh, you're stealing all my picks. That was my lock and my anytime touchdown score.
Oh, man.
That sucks. All right. I know you don't really care. All right. So for my lock, I'm going to go with something that's – I mean, I'm going to have to pivot it to some degree, but I still like it anyway. Give me the Chiefs first half. Okay. I'll take the money line at +105. I've seen the Niners get off to too many slow starts to start the season. The Chiefs, we know, are a really bad offensive team late in games. But early in games with the scripted plays, they're good. Designer's defense, I'm not a fan of. And I do think that the Chiefs are going to look sharp early in this game. So I do like the under as my favorite play, but I can't give that out. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs first half. I just think that they're in line for a good game. So give me the Chiefs, or a good start to the game. So give me the Chiefs first half there. For any time touchdown, I mean, I wanted to do
the I can give you the Chiefs, and I'll take Patrick Mahomes 4-1.
Nah, but that ruins the integrity of what we're doing here. I mean, there's no serious long shots though that are worth taking. Everybody's price is nuked. I don't really have much else to go with. Yeah, I'm not going to give out Elijah Moore. I only wanted first touchdown at 75-1. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I think I am going to take Chiefs defense. There's really not enough for me to consider. I thought about Valdez Scantling, but I think
Pat's going to score.
Yeah, all right. So I'll take Chiefs defense at 6-1.
All right. Let's get in Prize Picks, make a lineup real quick.
Actually, wait. If I can do a pivot on that, will you allow me to take Pacheco 2 touchdowns instead of taking any touchdown?
For sure.
Okay. So I'll do that instead. Give Pacheco 2 touchdowns. I'll take the Chiefs out. Pacheco 2 touchdowns is 5-1 from what I see. You might find a better one elsewhere, but I do think that's a pretty good price. Give me 5-1 on Pacheco.
Stop it. All right. What prop you want to put in the Prize Picks?
Do they have Bolton solo tackles? I doubt it. They have Debo rushing?
Yeah, they got Debo rushing.
What's that line at?
16.5.
I'll take the less on Debo.
All right. Less on Debo. I don't see solo tackles as a... No, I don't.
Can we get Pacheco 0.5 touchdown?
We have Purdy 31.5 pass attempts. We'll take the less there as well.
Okay.
Pacheco.
If you agree with Pacheco, I think he scores in this game. But
yeah, it's a green demon play, so it's a little bit. It's not going to be the full 5-1. Okay. Like,
do they have attempts? Do they have 16.5 attempts?
It's plus 475, by the way. That's the payout with the Pacheco touchdown. The attempts. I'm still at pass attempts. Where's rush attempts? Rush attempts. Pacheco 16.
Sure. Let's do that.
All right. We have Debo Samuel less 16.5 rushing yards. Brock Purdy less 31.5 pass attempts. And Isaiah Pacheco more than 16 rush attempts. That pays 5-1. $20 gets you $100 on Prize Picks. Make sure you use that promo code SGPN. Scott, anything else for the people before we get up out of here?
No. Once again, looking forward to the game. Go Mahomes.
Yeah, the GOAT. GOAT Mahomes.
GOAT Mahomes.
If GOAT Mahomes doesn't win, then I come back here and I riot. That's what we do. We come back and we riot. All right. Appreciate everybody that hung out with us, listened to us. 8 people in the chat. Make sure you like the video on the way out. And for everybody that's listening to this via podcast before the big game, make sure you give us a 5-star rating and review. Other than that, I have nothing else to say, nothing else to do. No other way of ending the podcast. Just going to end like this. We are out of here.